97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Last night, temperatures as low as 9 below zero, with winds up to 7 miles per hour, made air temperatures feel as low as minus 14 to minus 23 degrees. 15 brave and bundled volunteers gathered at the North Central Community Action Office at 10:30 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids to receive instructions, supplies, and resource information before setting out for the point-in-time count. Katie Schumer is the Outreach Case Manager, Coordinated Entry Specialist for North Central Community Action Program.
I have bags over there that each group can take. Inside those bags are hygiene products, hats, gloves. There's information in there for 211. There's information.
The point in time, or PIT count, is a required count of sheltered and unsheltered people experiencing homelessness on a single night in January. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development requires these numbers twice a year to guide resource allocation and strategies. Ham, an amateur radio operator's volunteer to coordinate between groups as they canvass their assigned areas.
Area 1 and 2, this is Net Control. WNIDQA. Doing a check.
Mayor Matt Zacher was among the volunteers.
It's my first time out, just understanding that this actually happens as we're diving into, you know, some of the issues we're having in the Wisconsin Rapids area.
Recent meetings between city and county officials are bringing to light some of the challenges they face, one of the biggest being that each agency defines homelessness differently. Thankfully, on this chilly night in Wood County, the PIT count was zero.
All right, we've got you. Section 6, you're clear.
Former Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg is once again seeking elected office. This time, she's running for Marathon County Board in District 1. Isabella Nieto reports.
Rosenberg left Wausau's mayorship in 2024.
There are moments where you are offered an opportunity to reflect, and I was offered that opportunity. So I did.
Since leaving office, Rosenberg has taken on an appointment as the inaugural director of the Office of Environmental Justice, which she says has allowed her to focus on issues that matter most to her. But she says public service continued to pull her back in. Earlier this year, she secured a seat on the Wausau Police and Fire Commission.
I thought, you know, why not? I'm not somebody who's afraid of putting myself out there.
That pull towards service, Rosenberg says, is lifelong.
I unfortunately grew up in a very engaged family, from my grandparents to my dad to everyone. So it's one of those things that kind of comes naturally.
Prior to being elected mayor, Rosenberg served on the county board from 2016 to 2020. Her decision to run for county board again stems from the recent budget process, after hearing discussions about selling the county nursing home and scaling back health services. She wanted to make her voice heard to her representative on the board.
That was the moment where I was like, we can't do this. Like, I need to make sure my person knows that I don't stand for this, and like, I don't think our whole district does.
Rosenberg says county government is often overlooked, even though it affects daily life. As she works to return to the county board, Rosenberg says her focus is on results.
I think it has to be about, what are you doing for this community? How can you help solve these critical issues that are facing us? And that's not really the sexy part, but that's the part that matters the most.
The upcoming spring election will happen on April 7th, and candidates are already prepping for their campaigns. In Wisconsin Rapids, two candidates are running for mayor, incumbent Mayor Matt Zacher and Tom Terry Muse. Muse ran for mayor in 2024, receiving 650 votes to Zacher's 2,229. Two people are vying for the position of city attorney, incumbent Susan Schill and challenger Adam Vanderwerf. In District 4, Tom Rayom is challenging incumbent Jeff Penscover for the position of alderperson. In District 2, Sean Ryan is challenging incumbent alderperson Dennis Pollock. At the Wood County level, Elizabeth Giebert and Emily Nolan Pluchek are running for Circuit Court Judge Branch 3. Incumbent Donna Roser is being challenged for the County Supervisor District 2 position by Nat Bremer. Wisconsin Rapids and Nakusa Public School Districts will have referendums on the ballot. WFHR will continue to bring you election coverage as we draw closer to the spring primary in February and the spring election in April. If you're in need of a photo ID to show at your voting location, citizens can get a photo identification card free of charge from the Wisconsin DMV. There's no separate voter ID, but you must show an ID card to vote. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, identification card, military or student ID, and others. You can check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website for all valid forms of ID to vote. To obtain your free photo ID from the DMV, you can start on their website to see what required documentation you will need at wisconsindmv.gov. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College hoops, the Badgers had only scored 17 points at halftime. Minnesota looked like they finally were on their way to getting a win at Wisconsin. The Badgers came roaring back in the second half. Beat the Gophers 67-63. Wisconsin's Nick Boyd on what was the key in the second best comeback in Badgers basketball history.
Down in that situation, down 18 at half, we just like, man, when we come out, we just got to communicate and just bring energy any way we could. So being physical, I think, really changed the second half.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight in the nation's capital. The NBA trade deadline now a week away. And ESPN's Sham Sharania says more rumors about trading Giannis.
The Bucks have indicated to rival teams that they would want as a price point a young blue chip talent in all of this.
NFL, the Packers have a new linebacker coach. It's the Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babish. The Dolphins' Jeff Hafley has now hired three of his assistants in Green Bay to join him in Miami. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 11 this afternoon. The wind won't be strong, but it will be enough to keep that wind chill hovering around zero here for most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 4 below zero for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 13. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.